It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Today is a difficult subject for me, as I am an animal lover and conservationist. I abhor cruelty in all its forms, but none more so than animal cruelty. Recently, Ray Messiers of Lismore, a regular listener to 4CRB, contacted me and rightly brought this matter to the fore. I tend to switch off when an animal cruelty story begins, anticipating distressing images of mankind at its worst, and I suppose that makes me a recreant, but I seek your understanding. The issue of live animal export is of major concern, and so I feel obligated to offer comment on the matter, especially with a federal election looming. Each year, around 3 million live sheep, cattle, buffalo, and goats are exported from Australia to be slaughtered for meat overseas. Taken from Australian farms, or mustered from the bush, these animals endure an horrific journey. Crowded onto huge ships, they'll face rough conditions, extreme temperatures, high stocking densities, and are forced to lie in their own waste, often for weeks on end, and at times without water. As a result, these animals suffer terribly, and many will die on board without ever reaching their destination. Those that survive are then subject to further cruelty. Live animal exports take Australian animals outside the reach and protection of Australian animal welfare laws, including being killed while fully conscious. Successive governments do nothing of substance regarding this vile trade for two reasons, being export dollars and not wanting to offend certain people or nations. Expert Philip Moss was appointed to independently review the Department of Agriculture's regulation of the live export trade, and his findings were terribly worrying. The Sydney Morning Herald has claimed a prima facie case of interference by government bureaucrats in watering down his final report. If true, that would be moral grounds to dismiss the government, in my view, as no responsible minister or prime minister could possibly allow that. Animals Australia reported that Lynn White, the chief investigator, said, and I quote, "The report laid bare an industry that has a cultural acceptance of cruelty and a blatant disregard for the law. The great tragedy is the number of animals who have suffered extreme and prolonged abuse at the hands of this industry. We must never forget that exporters have been prepared to supply animals to face tendon slashing, eye stabbing, sledgehammering, and mass suffering and heat stroke on ships. The politicians who have given blind support to this trade are equally responsible. They fueled the arrogance of exporters and undermined the regulator. There is very good reason why these companies came to believe that they were untouchable, and there is no valid justification for this industry being allowed to continue. It does not deserve to exist, it does not need to exist, and the vast majority of Australians want it to end." This is the third of three damning independent reviews into the live export trade over the past 15 years. The sheer scale of intentional animal abuse and regulatory breaches over decades demands that this industry be shut down, said Ms. White. Now, once I had researched this matter, I was in tears, literally in tears. And surely Australia is better than this. Have we come so far that everything is measured in terms of GDP and dollars? Why don't we value all life? And why don't we understand the difference between right and wrong on so many issues? However, when it comes to being kind to animals, we as a nation clearly fail miserably. The absolute inhumanity we display is appalling, and to countenance practices like the Islamic halal rituals or the Jewish kosher equivalent should make us hang our heads in shame. We as a nation knowingly allow dreadful cruelty to animals in shipping them overseas to barbaric countries which do not know right from wrong. The matter of live animal exports must cease, and we the people must demand it. Let us humanely dispatch meat animals within Australia and export the frozen product so we can hold our head high as a nation. God help us. Vote one for animal compassion on Election Day. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.